and me and Tom Huxley came walking through my dream. God stopped off at Noah's Ark whilst Tom was in midstream, pointing out old animals in the strata far below, whilst I was perched upon my bull with a bottle of Jameson's Irish Gold, commentating on the rodeo, saying, God, you've been with me now these 50 years. A figment or a fantasy or what? It's time that you could hear me and feel me and touch me and teach me that you're something that I'm not. He said, Roy, you've not given me a chance since you were six or so. Not since you buried those effigies in that garden with your bro, investigating sacrifice and reveling in the stench of power, calling me the wooden horse from the Church of the Ivory Tower. You goddamned hypocritical hero. You know, Roy, you've been a bad boy these 50 years, with naughty girls and drugs and rock and roll, lying, thieving, cheating and mistreating, then repeating whilst we've been forgiving you it all. And you, Tom Huxley, you're the same. We've been forgiving you for the myths you keep dragging out the ground that you know could not be true. Dinosaurs and pygmy shrews related to a great white shark. Next news you'll be telling us there were flying saucers, space cadets in the ark. What do you say, Tom Huxley? What do you say, Tom Huxley? What do you say? What do you say?
The Lord hath delivered them unto mine
drink. by the fountain of your birth. And you told us you were members of the chosen race, descended from the gods of Nazareth. The righteous way of overlooking death. In your mind, you told yourselves who you thought you really were. Masters, slaves, creators of escapes. But you left no room to find out who the rest were. Or remember, we're all members of the planet of the apes. And we've had enough of that old stuff, you playing Holy Ghost, holding up the same barbed wire, as deaf as any post. Sick and tired of holy hype, born again religious tribe, saying I believe, and therefore I, me, I must be right. So the universe is closed again tonight. Closed off the dreamer on his walkabout. Closed off the children of the sky. Closed off by Jehovah and Muhammad, and goddammit, by the guns behind the fundamental lies. And Roy, don't stand there beating all that blood from out your chest. Adding to the traumatized and bleating with the breast. Get down off that animal. Let's take a stroll into the garden. Pledge a toast with passion to the chain. There's no better and no worse. You know, you and I, we've been running wild these 100 years with Mary Jane and Sir John Barleycorn, watching lovers waking and shaking and aching. Then making the dove to get the dawn. And here she comes with pipe and drums and choruses on high. The mother of my waking thought to fill the eastern sky. With promise of another day, another night, another try, to find a place as large as life and as wild, as wild as spirit kind. Big enough to free the holy mind. Where the gods are always beautiful and dangerous. Where everything is just what it would seem. I wake up in the second with a thunderbird achieves and bolts into the air a mystic warning. Time is gone and God is done, just haunting memories. The rain begins to fall as I lie yawning. Back there in the azimuth, the magic place awaits. My other life on earth begins this morning.